Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about bedbugs. That shit really sucks, don't it? Strip clubs. Oh, the topic that just doesn't go away. What do you do on a date when your date orders 48 goddamn oysters? Right, as well as the fantasy football update. I know y'all are really excited to figure out what's happening. I'm gonna just tease y'all right now. There's a name that's for a certain group in the standings. You don't want to miss this. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Join in, sign up. That's where you get access to the rewatchingtons that we do for Cinephobe. That's where we do the Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's where we do the OG podcast. We do the Discord. We do so many things over there. You don't want to miss it. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a Patreon signed up and locked in. All right, let's get it started.
Shop, pray for my nigga Will Smith, dog.
Dog, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, man.
What was it? Yeah, Jada, you annoy my soul. That's what niggas are saying on the comments. But I mean, yo, she's. I get it. She's selling a book, so right. She's trying to create as much hype. But it's just like, yo, at some point you should have just
cost?
Like, not even at what cost, man. Like nobody cares, yo. Like we out here.
How's she even on the fucking All the Smoke podcast?
First of all, shout out to Matt Barnes and Stack for getting that opportunity. But I'm so confused on why niggas is getting them type of guests.
Like, what does Jada have to do with any of that?
I don't know. Because maybe they're growing into something else, so I ain't going to knock it. But I will say that shit was random as hell. And then secondly, she lied because some white woman just debunked that shit.
About seeing that shit.
That Pac tried to marry her. That nigga was already married in jail, bro.
What you
to mean? Some black woman named Keisha. And she would see her. Yeah, nigga, they got married, bro. In jail. Yes.
I never heard that.
And look, the crazy shit about it, the dates that she said that Pac was trying to propose to her or whatever, nigga, she had just met. She just found Will Smith had got a divorce the week before, and she flew out to fucking LA to go see Will Smith. So I'm like, wait, damn.
You mad at that one? I'm mad at her saying Pac had alopecia.
I've
seen that nigga eyebrows. Ain't no way he had alopecia, man. Nigga, eyebrows is like fucking caterpillars.
It must be two alopecias, nigga.
It must be Tupac, man.
Hey, she is crazy. But the thing is, I honestly think Will kind of got a roll with it because that divorce going to be nasty. Even though their kid's grown as hell.
Right. I feel like that's what it is. He like, man, I got this couple hundred M's or whatever it is. I ain't parking watching, but you know what I'm saying? He got whatever he got.
The nigga's got shit, man.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got some shit now.
And
let's be honest, what has Jada been in?
He feel me?
Nutty Professor.
Right. So didn't he
even,
probably like,
Miss Purdy didn't even make the sequel.
I'm not really trying to
upgrade
come up off Jackson. All of that.
And if Jada Pinkett's thing since Hawthorne, I think that's the last thing she was in.
Jada. Matrix shit, you feel me?
Oh, she had a small role in the Matrix 2 and 3,
was Hawthorne after that though?
I kind of
feel like Hawthorne was after that shit.
I don't even know what Hawthorne is.
That was the shit where she was a nurse. Remember, it was on TNT.
Yeah, it was a TV show.
Yeah, I ain't fuck with it.
But I don't really do TNT shows, honestly.
But the funny part was, she said her and Will have been.
Oh, that's right. She was in Girls Trip. That's right.
They had been split for 6 years or whatever. And I was like, what movies was Will Smith in 6 and 7 years ago?
Oh, I see. I saw you do your little sleuthing over there.
Man. Yeah, yeah. I had to do my Googles real quick.
Get him some little
Barbie love.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was getting a little, you know what I'm saying? Malibu Beach.
I was like, the shit I didn't like the most. The most. Like, you could say all that shit, but like, oh, and then Chris Rock tried to holler at me like, man, don't talk about.
That's the worst, actually. The worst shit ever, bro. Man. I hate when girls be like, oh, this nigga tried to talk to me. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to tell you right now, Lord willing, whenever I do get up out of here and hopefully social media ain't shit no more. Don't write up under my comments that nigga I tried to holler or
you know it's coming.
To holler at me. You know, any of you niggas on here, don't say I just talked to him either. Don't post none of that comment shit.
That's what I'm saying. The worst is they gonna post the DMs, bro. They gonna post a screenshot where you said, what up, brother? How you doing? Or hey, you know, let's go get a drink. Like, They're gonna post it.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, my conversations are all insults to you niggas. So it ain't never nothing bright to share.
That's how you'll know. Anywhere. That's how we'll know the people that you really fuck with.
Yeah.
My shit be insults. I insult you niggas every day. I do not care.
That's the worst, bro. When the chicks like, bro, chick tried to tell my ex like, oh yeah, he tried to talk to me, bro. It was a DM from 10 years ago where I was just like, oh, like I'm working on this video, blah blah blah. Do you want to be in it? Oh, okay, I'm busy. Okay, cool. We should hang out. That was it. That was literally it. And then now it's he tried to talk to me 10 years ago. Like I feel like there got to be a statute of limitations on. He tried to talk to me also. Like
I think that's the craziest shit when you post your new if you actually post your girl.
Yeah.
And it's a joint that you ain't talked to her in 4 years, nigga. And she give you that bullshit ass comment. Oh my God, bro. Oh my God.
Bullshit ass comment. It's like wow. What is the point of doing this?
No, but that shit funny if a girl put laugh out loud. What? Ain't shit funny. You did not laugh. You didn't laugh.
Yeah, like, definitely not funny.
And if a nigga put, I know her is crazy too, because that's crazy. That's crazy.
No, I've done that. I've done that inadvertently.
What? I know her.
Yeah, and then I realized I sounded crazy. I was like, oh shit, that's
yeah, that sounds wild.
Yeah, they make it seem like I was.
I ever tell you about here. That story? I ever tell you about that story when we was at Pink Rhino?
No. What story is
the
this?
The homie, all right, I ain't gonna put him out because he married now. And these other niggas, you know, I think it ain't a good look. But long story short, the homie at the time walks in with his girl, his new girl. Now I had got in like a little earlier, so I'm waiting on him. I'm in a section. Niggas is throwing they little ones and all that other shit. He come in with his arm wrapped around his girl, and niggas bust out laughing. And I'm like, wait, what's happening? So you can see his whole face change because he still don't, he confused. He don't know what's going on. And she go to the bathroom, and niggas tell him, we know her.
Oh,
he not broke up.
We know her.
Hey, oh. Damn, he broke up with her. He broke up with her right there
on the spot.
On the spot,
I would at least got one last.
Can I bossa nova?
Yes,
yeah,
we good.
Yep.
So it was we back.
Are we allowed to say what the offense was? I know we're not allowed to say who the people were, but.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Nah, man.
You can't even say what the offense was? All right.
The offense was just code red, man. The offense was just too code red.
You can't come back from that.
Mountain Dew, baby.
You can't beat those. Like, hey, that, no, love is strong, but I ain't that strong.
Nah, man.
Nah, I think that actually is a line that love
Quote me on that. Quote me on that. Love is strong, but I ain't that strong.
It's like the skit from we were talking about Real Sex when Chappelle did the Real Sex skit.
What's the riskiest thing you ever did? Have sex with old gangbang over here. This shit is cold. That's
exactly. What a great man. Look, man. Have your fun, have your party, but do understand.
We not shaming either, because we believe the women should always have fun.
Always have fun.
Everybody enjoy yourself.
You know what I say? Let the women have fun, bro.
Let them have fun.
Let them have fun, bro. But yeah, that was unique, bro. I was just like, woof.
Unique, you know, is what I mean? One way to put it, for sure.
You just have to be strong willed for that if you still gonna ride that ride. You know?
Yeah, it's like my man that
Kanye be rolling with that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He rolled strong. He rolled strong early on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's not
the prime example, but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, like
at some point, like, I wonder, like, does it, at first you're like, whatever, but then after a while, and that's the thing for me, it's like, I don't know, man, I don't care, but then again, I don't really get into serious type relationships like that anyway, for me to be able to be like, oh, don't say that about my girl, like
that's another thing too, like. Like, how much are you gonna fight for that? Like the slander, where you know it's ruining your girl, is ruining your girl day. Like it's ruining her month. How? Like you sitting in the crib and you know, you gotta like come to this defense.
You think like Lori Harvey really wants love?
No, she's just having fun, enjoying her young life.
Yeah, and she should.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Shout out to
I think. This is another thing. I think also, and I'm on the lady side on this thing, right? You have to see it from this perspective, which we never do because we're in these shoes. But the same niggas that be like, oh, she this, she that, be wanting them when they get that, if they actually ever got that look.
Oh, for real? Yeah, for sure. But like,
you know what I'm saying? Like a nigga be like, man, fuck that hoe, man. And then she actually showing interest. Hey, nigga, don't be talking about my girl. That's my baby, or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nigga, I thought you was out. You gotta know.
Yo, hold on. We had a I got a bossa nova real quick, yo. Nah, I got a bossa nova.
This is sorry, man.
Because I can't do that. Niggas be listening with they with their people sometimes, yo.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So if you right. One of Jerv's people, you already know the deal.
so we had a
Niggas be too hype. That's the name of the episode. Niggas be too hype. All right. I can't believe that.
We back.
Niggas be too hype. That's it. Stop being hype.
Crazy.
Act like you've been here before. You too hype.
So, or just move to another part of the country. Get some new friends.
I mean, the internet's still going to exist, but niggas be too hype, bro. Because that. Yeah, man.
You can always outrun that shit. That's what they have you believe. They're like, oh, the internet, whatever. Nah, man.
Just read. Tell you,
be watching this show, Yellow Jackets, bro. Shit is life changing. Y'all ever watch that show? It's all Showtime.
I started it, but I got to come back to it. I fuck with Christina Ricci, so I really
love that band. She kills it, man. Like that goes crazy. Like the premise is, it's a girls' soccer team in '96. They're flying to play nationals. They won state. Mm-hmm. They will finally play nationals. The plane crashes in the middle of nowhere in like the Northwest or something in the woods. And then they survive over the next year and a half, basically scavenging and whatever. But some crazy shit happens. And so the show unfurls on two different timelines. The 1996 timeline, where they're out in the wilderness, and then current day, where it's the survivors are grown-ups and they're trying to live normal lives, but shit from their past keeps fucking with them, right? And they're kind of semi-famous because everyone knows about this plane crash and shit. Dog, man, this should be having me tripping the whole time we're watching it, man. But, yeah, man. You want to do that? Yeah. You move to Alaska, bro. No one knows you in Alaska. You know, nobody cares.
Not one bit.
But if you want to keep hanging out with your homies, it's probably not going to happen, bro. Oh, man. What else? Do we have anything else? I just thought there was one more thing else that I wanted to chime in on. Oh, no, I did. 48 oysters in the bed bugs. All right, cool. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Juju. Shout out to Jerv. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Be a Patreon. We got some new shit we might be unveiling over the next few weeks or so. So you definitely want to stay tapped in there. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.